welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've entitled, Who Are You? And we are now in the book of Haggai. We've been jumping all over the Word of God. And that first chapter, and I'm interpreting this a totally different than ways I've preached in the past, where the common way of the basic understanding that God's people had returned and they had just backed off building the house of the Lord. They were caught up in lukewarmness and just being concerned about their own lives and prospering and building their own homes and things like that. And that really truly is a picture of the church in America. We have allowed so much to go on because we have not considered prayer important, and I'm speaking, of course, in generalities, but I think you may affirm that we have not all been all that God would have us be in this nation. But I'm taking it a totally different bent in terms of what I've been sharing this week. I want to talk about the temple of God. I want to make this real personal. This house of the Lord, building the house of the Lord, that's you. I want you to understand the upset and grief of the Holy Spirit when the enemy of your soul has so attacked you and hurt you and brought sorrow and pain to your heart, and you've wandered in confusion and in a lack of productivity, if you will, for the Lord. You've just gone in circles. For example, let me just share in that first chapter, verse 9, the Lord says, you've looked for much, and lo, it came to little. Can you say amen to that? when you brought it, oh, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, then you run every man unto his own house. And we tend to do that when we've been so kicked around by the devil, or we, you know, sometimes the devil can do a certain amount of a number on us, and then when he stops, we take it up and we finish the job. You know, I don't know if any of you can relate to that. We have a tendency to do that. We beat ourselves up, right? So we become co-workers with him, which is not exactly what the Holy Spirit desires. He wants us to be set free. He wants to build your house. And he says in verse 8, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified. And basically, the reason for lack and the lack of joy and victory was the house was lying waste. And there is a solution, and that's in that verse 8, to go up to the mountain, to go up to the high place, to seek God in prayer, in communion with Him, and bring yourself. You are the wood, believe it or not. You know what? In Scripture, wood is a symbol of humanity, of Christ, or of the saints. The boards of the tabernacle were shittim wood. That's Exodus 26 and 15. And we know that in the sacrificial offerings that were presented to the Lord, wood was laid upon the fire of offering, and the various sacrifices were placed there. For the cleansing of a leper, cedar wood was used. And in Isaiah, there's a reference to Christ being the wood, if you will. Isaiah 53, 1-3, Christ is the root out of dry ground. It's been, you know, referencing a plant or a tree. Root out of dry ground of the stem of Jesse, of David's family tree, if you will. Go to the mountain. Go to the Lord of hosts. Go to him, beloved, and bring yourself to him. Place yourself. You are the wood. And the sacrifice of a surrendered life, sacrificing your body, allowing him to form his righteousness within you, the image of Christ that is being informed, that is being formed in you. He is working, and he doesn't want you listening to the lies of the evil one, to accept those lies of condemnation and envy and jealousy and the things the enemy has brought against some of you. They're lies. I can pray for you. I will pray for you. I do pray for you, but you must acknowledge them, that is not who you are. The real person you are is the new creature in Christ Jesus. You know, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. The Holy Spirit is wanting to build your house, to make it a place of beauty. Solomon's temple in the natural was so extraordinarily beautiful. That's what God is doing and desires to do in your life, in each of our lives. And then he puts us all together as lively stones to make us a glorious habitation for the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, beloved, is always affirming. He's never condemning. What are we to do? We're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things be added. His kingdom is within us. Beloved, if you are sad, if you are oppressed, if you are in despair, if you are in depression or oppression, if you're in condemnation, the king is not ruling in your kingdom. He wants you to recognize who you are, a beloved, precious, choice vessel of God that he is transforming. I don't care how many times you failed. Goodness, we all have done that. Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. He said, "O wretched man that I am," this great apostle Paul, who had been given so much revelation, who wrote most of the New Testament, beloved, his epistles still speaking to our hearts today, the eternal truths they contain. He felt that he was chiefest of sinners, but he knew that he was who he was. He knew that it was Christ working in him both to will and to do. He knew that Christ was doing a transforming work. He encouraged the Corinthians, the Colossians, the Galatians, not to go back to the legalism, but to understand the truth of the gospel. He was strong in it. He said, if anyone preach any other gospel, let him be anathema. I mean, let them be accursed. He was very strong in his feelings because he knew the heart of God. And beloved, if you understand the word of God, you are precious. You are his temple. He wants you, the very wood of God of you. He wants your house to be built. He wants you to be built in righteousness, in knowledge, in wisdom, in beauty. One thing have I, I've always loved that prayer. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. That's what more can we desire but to be with him, to be part of that temple. In 1 John 3:2, the word of God says, beloved, and take this very personally, because I feel the Holy Spirit is so directive, so pointing to every heart that is not viewing themselves in a proper light as a child of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He's saying, beloved, and I'm going to change the we to you, beloved, now are you the son or the child of God, and it does not yet appear what you shall be, but know this. We all know it, you know it, that when he shall appear, when Jesus comes, you are going to be like him. For we shall see him, you shall see him as he is, the resurrected Lord of glory. Oh, beloved, God has so much for you, and he wants you delivered from everything that would bring you down, that you can get up facing your day with joy and new purpose, knowing that those old things have passed away. God wants to heal you totally, and this is what we're talking about. There's a restoration that comes by being in the presence of the Lord, by receiving his healing. I have prayed during this week for those who have listened, but there sometimes it, you know, it's not just a one-time prayer. I know. I mean, I've asked God for healing of my own soul. Many of you, it's a precept upon precept. It's a process. Even in Jesus' ministry, there were absolute miracles. miracles? Was that not the case? But there were also healings that were gradual. As they went, they were healed. And so we cannot legislate to God how he does this, because there is, in order, I believe, for full healing to come, there's truths, there's revelation we have to receive out of the Word of God. That's why he just doesn't snap his fingers and wowie, we're all healed, we're all whole. We all have instant spiritual wisdom and revelation. We have the mind of Christ. No, it's a process. He would just say, okay, you have the mind of Christ now. No, what did the scripture say? Let this mind be in you. It requires a permitting. It requires an acknowledging. It requires a cooperation by standing on the Word of God, by feeding on the Word of God. That's how we do it, beloved. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 23 and 24, it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the whole point of this message, beloved, for you to see who you are in God. I ask that question, who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know how precious and beloved you are to the Lord? Hallelujah. In Ephesians, the 1st chapter, verses 3 and 4, let me share that. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us, he's chosen you, beloved, in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I have to read 5, having predestinated us having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Beloved, it was his good pleasure, it was his will for you to be part of his precious, cherished family. You are beloved of him. And if you got nothing out of this message this week, is that how much God loves you, and that he will fight for you, and he's not happy when you believe the lies of the devil. You are precious, most precious in his sight. I could go on for 5 hours, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. There may be certain specific things. You know, we are to be specific in our prayers. I invite you to write. I hope you can sense how much I love you, but more importantly, how much God loves you, and that I continue to pray for you every day, remembering you as part of my spiritual family. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.